Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to talk about wind power. The headline, Two Ports, One Goal. What's this about?
The Port of Albany and the Port of Queens are buying up land, building roads and bridges, and purchasing huge cranes in a race to become major players in the emerging offshore wind industry. They're just two of 11 ports between Albany, Long Island, and New York Harbor, competing for a piece of $200 million in state money and a chance to get some of the 10,000 factory, assembly, and shipping jobs expected to come to New York. And it's all tied to Governor Cuomo's bid to construct 9 gigawatts of offshore wind along the Atlantic coast over the next 15 years. Last year, New York awarded two contracts to Scandinavian power companies Ørsted and Equinor. Now the state is seeking proposals for additional work. Proposals are due in October, and contracts could be awarded before the end of the year. Rich Hendrick, CEO of the Port of Albany, thinks this has the potential to be the biggest project in the region since Empire State Plaza was built. And he says if we get a piece of the manufacturing work, it will have a bigger impact on this area when it comes to jobs than when global foundries decided to come to Malta. The projected average salaries are $100,000 per job, which means offshore wind could bring $1 billion in private sector payroll to the state. New York wants to become the American epicenter of the offshore wind industry. Analysts from Wood Mackenzie expect offshore wind to attract $17 billion in investments to the U.S. in 5 years and $166 billion by 2035. The opportunity to create jobs and perhaps decades of work is what drove Hendrick and the Port of Albany to spend over $5 million 2 years ago buying up more land. Now they're ready to construct a bridge, roads, and up to 1.1 million square feet of warehouse space to make room for what would be among the largest wind turbines in the world. And then 10 miles down the Hudson is the Port of Queens. Owner and founder Carver Laraway sees offshore wind as a chance to bring hundreds, if not thousands, of blue-collar jobs to upstate New York. Chasing the offshore wind industry became part of his plan to keep his marine terminal busy as the Port of Queens completed work on the replacement of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Today, the Port of Queens has more than 1.2 million square feet of storage, 15 tenants, employing close to 500 people. It has already secured a role in one of New York's first two offshore wind projects. Equinor identified it as a potential location for concrete foundation work. Both Carver Laraway and Rich Hendrick believe their ports have an edge when it comes to attracting attention of prospective offshore developers and turbine manufacturers. One reason is that both ports have at least 80 acres of space available. Another is that downstate labor costs are more expensive than labor in this region. And a third reason is that real estate prices and leasing are more expensive downstate. Laraway and Hendrick also agree that the Albany region will have a better chance at becoming a big player in this industry if the two ports are able to work together.
Melissa Mangini, she is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.